Hello and welcome. I just accidentally started my live stream when I was typing it in, so we're gonna get started very, very soon. But we know the word of God is alive and powerful, and it is sweet like honey and rich like gold and silver. So I pray that you guys would hear from the word of God today, allow God to build you up, to lead you towards the right direction, and to allow you to continue walking in his path. For he is good, and he is the God of love, and Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. My name's Pastor Josh Pan. Welcome, and thank you for planting the seeds of the gospel and saving more souls, because we're here to say yes to Jesus forever. We're here to help others be built up in the name of Jesus, so that they may not live in darkness, but live in eternal hope, eternal love, and eternal joy of the Lord. Amen. So welcome. So glad you are here. We're getting started because you need to get a situation. And it's all good. So right now, it's that time of the day, and we're going to be just going through our live stream, our devotion with each other. And this devotion, it is helpful for me, and I know it's going to be helpful for you as well. So let me get logged in to this channel as I continue this live stream. Accidentally pressed it. I don't know how. I was just typing in the stuff, and maybe it just pressed enter, and then, hey, see, he's smiling, he's happy. Yeah, this baby boy, what a joy. I could not have asked for anything else, but we give thanks to God for new life, for he is the giver of life, and he created all life, and so we praise him, and we say, thank you, Jesus, forever. Amen. Amen. Yeah, it's going to be a great session, so listen to the very end, because we know that the good news must be proclaimed. So let's see who's here. Yarlis, hello there. Avi's World, hey. Jason Garcia, Bossman Blaze. Thanks for being a big fan of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior. Ellie, hello, welcome. Timothy Avarian, yes, glory to God. Jesus loves you, God loves you, and he saved you from sin and death. So glory to God, amen. Yesterday, we went through the passage before this, and it was about Elisha. Well, he was about to get captured and assassinated by the king himself. And then he knew exactly what was happening, the plot of the king. But he knew what to do. He said, lock the doors, shut it, because there is a man who's come to kill me, a man who come to assassinate me. And then the king will come after him. And then the king was coming to assassinate him because the king was blaming him for the famine in Samaria. But in reality, it was not because of Elisha, not because of God. It was because of the Syrian army that was surrounding them and cutting off their supply for abundance of food. And it began to be inflate so much that people began eating cannibalism, eating each other. And so we need to know that this was severe. This was desperate times. But then Elisha, on verse 1 and 2 of 2 Kings chapter 7, said, the windows of heaven will be opened, the gates of heaven, the floodgates of heaven will be opened, and the food will be cheap as shekels. And so, let's read from verse 3 as we look into and share the hope that is shared within this place. Amen. Let me get you comfortable.
Oh.
Good. I think we're cozy. We're ready. Welcome, everyone. I'm so glad you're here. Glad we're able to build our life on Him. Amen. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. So now, there were four men with leprosy at the entrance of the city gate. And they said to each other, "Why stay here until we die? And if we say, 'We'll go into the city, the famine is there, and we will die.' If we stay here, we will die. So let's go over to the camp of the Arameans and surrender. If they spare us, we will live. And if they kill us, then we will die." And at dusk, they got up and went to the camp of the Arameans. And when they reached the edge of the camp, not a man was there. For the Lord has caused the Arameans to hear the sound of chariots and horses and great army, so that they said to one another, "Look, the king of Israel has hired the Hittite and Egyptian kings to attack us." So they got up and fled in the dusk and abandoned their tents and their horses and their donkeys, and they left the camp as it was and ran for their lives. And the man who had leprosy reached the edge of the camp and entered into one of the tents, and they ate and drank. They carried away silver, gold, and clothes, and they went off and hid them. And then they returned and entered into another tent and took some things from it and hid it them also. Then they said to each other, "We're not doing the right. We're not doing right. This is the day of good news, and we are keeping it to ourselves. If we wait until daylight, punishment will overtake us. Let us at once report this to the royal palace." And so they went and called out to the gatekeepers and told them, "We went to the Aramean camps, and there was not one man there, not a sound of anyone, not tethered horses or donkeys, the tents left just as they are." Wow, amazing. So we can see here how God's power was at work, how God's promises was at work. And He said that in 24 hours, "I am going to make everything cheap, everything, no more inflation, and I will provide you food, water, and equipment, and gold, everything that you need." The windows of heaven, that is the picture of window of heaven. And then, so this is a picture of the blockage miraculously ended by God, and the power of God to deliver His people. And the blockage end, it was discovered by the four lepers, and they have been expelled as lepers and forced to live outside the city, to beg for food in desperation. And they made a decision to go over to the Syrian to appeal for mercy. And they made their way to the Syrian camp at dusk. Surprisingly, they discovered this camp still there, intact. Everything there. It's like they fled for their life, that they did not gather their gold, their silver, their money, their food. They left it all there and just abandoned it. And the cause of blockage ended, which was God's miraculous work. It was not the work of anyone else, not the Egyptians, not the Israelite kings. It was not anyone else's work, but the God's work. And the Syrians, they concluded that Israel had hired Hittites and Egyptians as mercenary armies. And the Syrians panicked and fled into the night, running for their lives, scared, afraid, because they were hearing these sound of horses, of chariots, the noise of great hosts, which we can think of as angels. And the passage before also talked about Elisha opening the eyes of a servant, how the army of the Lord is greater, is stronger, is bigger than any army of the world. So we do not have to be afraid, for the angels are protecting and watching over you. For God is watching over you, and He is living inside you, the Holy Spirit in you, and you are brought to life in the name of Jesus. Praise God, you're being protected. God is my protector. You can type that. God is my protector. Amen. So, you are not alone. If you're feeling lost, abandoned, hopeless, helpless, in despair, then know that God is with you in the fire. God is with you in the storm. God is with you in the lion's den. He's with you as you face your giants. He's with you in every step of the way in the darkness. He's with you to bring you out of there in the future. But that is only temporary. He's with you. He doesn't stop you from getting there, but then he's with you at your darkest moments. And so that's why it's so important to recognize our Lord, our God, every step of our life, in the highs and the lows. We gotta recognize him as the one who can rescue us from the destruction, from the pain of sin and death. He can rescue us, and he's brought us into a better situation. And then at this rush of lepers to gorge themselves, to indulge in their items, in the food for themselves, they plundered what they could and they hid it. And they had a change of hearts and a decision for the lepers to share the good news of their discovery. Just like sharing Jesus, sharing what he's done on the cross, sharing that he rose from the dead, conquering sin and death. Now he's living in victory. And when you live in Christ, you are a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. You have freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So freedom to freedom, victory to victory, strength to strength, life to life, joy to joy. You can live from peace to peace. This is our God, his grace, his mercy to us when we accept Jesus as our Lord, our Savior. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So, the change of heart, the decision was to share the good news. They admitted their selfishness, their greed, after living in blockage and famine. They wanted to hoard it for themselves because they knew they needed more in order to survive, because they knew the hardships of not having enough. But God is God who's El Shaddai, God Almighty, God of more than enough. He's Jehovah Jireh, God who provides all of my needs, all of your needs. So they made a decision to immediately share the good news of their discovery of God's deliverance, of God's promises, of God's goodness and his mercy. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So what can you do? What can you learn from this? You can learn there's two things here. Number one is from desperation to discovery. From desperation to discovery. There's four men with leprosy who were desperate. Rather than facing death by starvation, they decided they have nothing to lose by entering the enemy camp. The Arameans might even spare them and give them food. However, the four lepers made a discovery as they stepped out their comfort zone, as they went by faith, knowing that the end over there might just be a better place. Knowing heaven is better, knowing Jesus is better, just stepping out of their own comfort zone into the camp of the Arameans, they discovered that the camp has been deserted, has been left behind, has been abandoned, and they had access to more food, more provisions than they could ever imagine, which is the floodgates of heaven, which is the levy of heaven, which is the provision and the wonders of heaven that is being poured out to us as Christians when we walk in his ways. Praise the Lord. And so, having access to all these food, God is blessing these nameless outcasts to show all Israel of his great power, his miraculous power, his goodness, his mercy, his love. Even in desperate situations, God can provide for you, for them, for all people. He can do the impossible. He fed the righteous. He fed the sparrows. He fed the animals when they had nothing to offer for themselves or to God. And when everything seems helpless, hopeless, God can make a way. When sin is just too big, the addiction's too big, when the situation's too big for you, know that you are limited and God is unlimited. God is all-powerful, all-knowing and all-wealthy, and He is able to supply all of your need, and He's able to give abundantly, exceedingly above all you can imagine and ask for. Amen. And so, God can make a way when there's no way. And when you feel desperate, and may you remember the discovery of the Aramean camps and take a step of faith towards God to see what He will do in your life. So take a step towards Him. Allow God to speak to you, to walk with you, to guide you, to lead you towards the promised land, towards a better place. Amen. So from desperation to discovery, desperation to discovery. Amen. You're going to suck some pacifier for comfort. And number two, it's sharing the good news. At first, the leper, they allowed their greed, their hunger, to get the better of them. They hoarded the things. They wanted the food, the gold, the silver for themselves. Because they're like, ain't nobody cares about us. We've been starving. We've been hurting. Now we're going to take more than enough so that we can afford to survive, afford to live a life that is good. And God's provision, a lot of people start worshiping the gifts that are, instead of worshiping the giver of the gifts. It's so important that we remember to worship the giver of the gift, because He gave us eternal life. He gave us Jesus. He gave us the Holy Spirit. He gave us more than enough. He gave us everything we need to get through each and every day. That's why we absolutely must stay rooted in the Word of God. Stay rooted in Christ. And share the good news. Share the gift of salvation, of eternal life to people. Because everyone here was destined to go to eternal ruin and destruction, eternal separation from God. But because of the Lord our God, Jesus Christ, He came from heaven to earth to show the way to live a perfect life. And then He died on the cross, defeating sin and death. When He rose from the dead, going to heaven, He gave you the Holy Spirit. He gave you life. He gave you eternal joy, eternal peace. He gave you more than enough. So praise the Lord. And so you can experience God's blessing. You can share God's blessing, that He blesses you and He can bless other people as well, so that you are a blessing to others. You are blessed by God to be a blessing to others. You're blessed in the mountain. You're blessed in the valley. You're blessed in the darkness. You're blessed wherever you go, because God's mercy, His favor, His love goes with you wherever you are. And so you can share this love, this grace of God with other people, because we know that death is not the end. We know that sin doesn't have to hold us down. We know that we are a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. We know that Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through Him. We know that He is the power that lives in us. Heaven, God is living in us. The Holy Spirit in us. Holy Ghost. So that we may not be left alone. So that we may be set free from the bondage of sin and death, the bondage of the things that holding us down. Freedom in the Lord, freedom in Christ. I would rather be chained to the cross than be chained to the world. I would rather be a slave to Jesus than to be a slave to the world. I would rather give up the whole world rather than lose my soul. What good is it that you lose your soul? You gain the whole world, but lose your soul. Jesus is so worth it. And that's why we're pointing people to Jesus today. That Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. Jesus is the one that we follow. And we share the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. And we share it with a heart of joy, a heart of just worshiping Him, a heart that really is eager to save more souls, to plant the seed of the gospel, to say yes to Jesus today and forevermore. Because He is faithful, and He will never let you down. He will never give up on you. He will never abandon you, forsake you, leave you, when you accept Him as your Lord and Savior and you walk in His ways forevermore. When you accept Jesus, you allow Him to be your King, You allow him to be your Lord and Savior. Yes, you allow him to be your Savior, your guide, the one that gives life to you, the one that allows you to build your life upon the firm foundation of Christ. He is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. How sad it would be if you only focused on the inward, praying solely for your own concerns, reading the Bible for your own edification, for your own self, and singing worship songs only because they make you feel better, feel good. Nah, why do you do that alone? You're not meant to live life alone. You're meant to live life together with other people, in fellowship with other believers. Because if you're living life alone in isolation, it is time. That is time of it's just really hard times. It's not easy. And so, it's so important that you... Are you playing? That you build a community that loves the Lord, that pushes you towards Jesus, and also towards reading the Word of God for yourself. So you don't read the Bible just for yourself. You read it for other people. When I read it and thinking, oh, how can I teach this to other people? Then I was able to start my journey of growth. And that was 10 years ago. I did not know how to teach the Bible. I did not know how to share the Bible. I did not know how to edify others using the Word of God. But by the grace of God, now, lo and behold, He's given me the platform, the opportunity to share the Word of God with you so that you may experience His love and His goodness and His mercy. Praise God. So God does not only grant His blessings to you so that you can enjoy it selfishly and enjoy it on your own, but His gifts and His talents and His treasures and His time and material blessings are so that you may share them with other people and be a blessing to other people and bring God all the glory. To Him be all the glory. You may say, thank you, Pastor Josh, but it's not my words I'm speaking. This is God's word. We always go into the Word of God so that other people can get excited about it, can read it, can look at it for themselves, so that other people may be set free from the burdens of being lost in this world and have a direction, have the light shining on the path, the lamp that lights your path in your life and have a direction in your life. Too long, it's been too long since I had no direction in my life. I was so lost, I was so broken. Yet, when I decided to give my life to Jesus completely, wholeheartedly, then I knew exactly where I was going to serve Him. And then that really changed the trajectory of my life. And it brought fulfillment, it brought purpose, brought love, brought so much things in my life that I could not have imagined. So it's so good. This is the best relationship that you can ever have. The best relationship is with our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. So praise God. Praise God. For He never lets us down. And He showed us the way. It's time to share the good news, ladies and gentlemen, to your family. It's time to share the good news to your community, to your school, to your church, to your co-workers, and to those all around you, to the schools, to the state, to this nation. Time to bring Jesus back. Bring Jesus back. Because true freedom is found in Jesus. True freedom is found in the Lord. True freedom is found when you walk in His ways. So we want to bring Jesus back to our family, to our individual life. Bring Jesus back to your life. And when you have Jesus in you, man, you are empowered so much, so good, so great, that you cannot have asked even for more. Bring Jesus back to our community, to our family, to our schools, to our state, like Louisiana, like Oklahoma. Bring Jesus back, for He is good. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. We want to bring Jesus back and give Him all glory. Praise God. So, 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 3 to 9 really shows a deliverance of God. Miracle. Deliverance from an enemy siege. Deliverance from evil. And the four lepers were there first to discover that the blockage had ended. Being lepers, the four men had been expelled from the city, forced to live outside the city gate to beg for food. But since the siege, no food had been provided for them, and in desperation, they made a decision to go over to the camp of the Syrians and to appeal for mercy, although they knew they may be executed immediately by the enemy. But they also knew that they were starving to death, and within a few days, they were going to die. So they were going to die, or they were going to die, or have hope with the Arameans' army. And so, consequently, they felt they stood a better chance of being shown mercy by the Syrians rather than remaining at the city gates and starving. And at dusk, they struck out and made their way to the Syrian camp. And when they arrived, they discovered that the camp was still intact, but surprisingly, it's been abandoned. It's been left behind. All the gold, the silver, the money, the wealth, the food, it was all left behind. And the Syrian army was not just there, but the camp and all the food and plunder was there. It's like they plundered the Syrian armies in a day. I don't know how it happened, but we know that it was God who made it happen. Just like Israel was able to plunder the world, Egypt, in one day as they left Egypt. People gave their wealth, their gold, their silver, and everything they had so that the Israelites would leave and say, go, be gone after the 10 plagues. And after Moses has been saying, let my people go. And Pharaoh was hard-hearted. And so what caused this blockage to end? The enemy soldiers to become so frightened that they fled, leaving all the possessions behind. It was God's miraculous power and deliverance. The Lord has caused the Syrians to hear the sound of chariots and horses, and the sound just like a massive army rushing to attack them, concluding that Israel has hired the Hittites and Egyptians as mercenary armies, and the Syrians forced panicked. They panicked and they ran away, and they fled into the night, running for their lives, and they abandoned their camps and left everything there unharmed, including the food and the plunder. And coming upon the deserted camp, the leopard rushed and indulged in the things for themselves, hiding as much plunder as they could. And once their stomachs were full, they had hidden enough plunder to make them wealthy. They became conscious, stricken, and the leopard realized how greedy they were in acting. And in the day of good news, they were keeping the good news to themselves instead of sharing it with others. And when the lepers, the people with skin problems, were realizing that the king would later punish them if they kept the good news for themselves, they made a decision to share away their discovery, the good news of God's wonderful deliverance. Wow, this is the word of God. This is amazing. We can see how God is in control. But it was the leopards that actually made a conscious decision to go instead of staying. And sometimes you have to go instead of stay in your comfort zone. Go into places that might feel like danger, might feel like a place where you're not comfortable, might feel like a new realm. You maybe gotta go. Get up and go. So that there may be hope on the other side. And when they went, they found gold, silver. They became wealthy in just one night, just because they went. No other Israelites would go, but they decided, yeah, our chances are better over there. And they went. They were obedient to going. If God calls you to go, then you must go. If God calls you to stay, then you must stay. And the leopards, they made another choice after discovering the plunder. At first, they decided to keep it for themselves, but later on, they decided to share it with other people, to share it with the king, so that he may know and not punish them. So they decided, made a discernment. God calls you to discern whether something is true or false, whether something's good or bad, whether it's the right way or wrong way. God calls you to do so. And so, what can you learn from this? There is a strong confidence in God's power, which is a lesson for you here. God has the power to deliver you from any circumstances or crisis. He delivered Samaria from an impossible situation, and God will deliver you from whatever confronts you, whatever situation you're in, whatever it is that besieges you, attempts to block you from living fruitful lives and beyond the power of God. His deliverance, nothing, absolutely nothing, can defeat or conquer you if you only trust in God and walk righteously before Him, loving and obeying Him. And if you live godly lives and call upon the Lord just like Elisha did, then God will deliver you just like He did for Elisha and the Samaritan people. And so there has been no temptation that has overtaken God. Woo! Overtaking you. Amen. There. Is that good? Good position? Good. So, let's read into some verses when you can have confidence in the Lord, confidence in God, confidence that He is true, He is the one true God, and confidence that He will never let you down. Amen. We have confidence in God, for He never, ever leaves us when we have Him in our hearts. He is actually living in you, so that you are free in Him. Amen. Wow. So 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, it says, "No temptation has overtaken you, but as such common to man, God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation, it will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it." Are you hungry? Did you spill some food earlier? Do you want to use the bathroom? Do you want me to feed you? Do you want a pacifier? What would you like? Anyway, do you want to listen to the Word of God? Be filled with the Word of God, which is alive and powerful. Your spirit be on fire for God. Yes? And amen. Praise God. Do you want to sleep? Amen. Praise God. So, you're good. You're a good boy. Baby Noah. Yeah. Glory to God. Amen. Woo. Right now, it is July 4th. Happy Independence Day, everyone. It's 8:26 a.m. Let's keep reading. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18. It says, "And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me until His heavenly kingdom, unto His kingdom, heavenly kingdom, to Him whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen." We give glory to God. He will deliver us. He is deliverer. He sets us free from the bondage of death and sin. He sets us free so that we may live in His goodness, His mercy, His love. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says, "And the Lord knows how to rescue you from the godly from temptation, and to keep the unrighteous under punishment for the day of judgment." 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 2, it says, "And he said, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer." God is your deliverer. He will deliver you. Praise God. In Job chapter 5, verse 19, it says, "From six troubles He will deliver you. Even in the seven, evil will not touch you." Psalm chapter 40, verse 17, "Since I am afflicted and needy, let the Lord be mindful of me. You are my help, my deliverer. Do not delay, O God. O Lord, my God." Praise God. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, "Do not fear, do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be anxious, look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous hand." Wow, glory to God. He's deliverer. He set you free. He is the good God. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 4, it says, "Even to your old age, I will be the same. I will never change, and even to your grain years, I will bear you. I have done it, and I will carry you, and I will bear you, I will deliver you. And in games, we need someone to carry us when we're a newbie, carry us to victory. Well, back then, I would game a lot. I would carry people to victory. I would say, do not be afraid. I got you. Just stay focused. Stay on your lane. Stay and keep playing. Don't rage quit. Keep going, because this is not the end. The truth, I will deliver you. But in this case, God will deliver us from evil. He will deliver us from the things of the world that's holding us down. He will deliver us so that we don't have to be afraid, so that we can live in Jesus, His promises, and live in victory, and live in His glory, live in His breakthrough. We can live in His goodness, His mercy. And then Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 8 says, do not be afraid of them, for I am with you. I'm with you to do what? To deliver you, to set you free, declares the Lord. In Daniel chapter 6 verse 27, and He delivers and rescues and performs signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. And He who also delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. He delivers Daniel from the power of lions. He delivers David from the power of Goliath the giant. He delivers Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego from the burning furnace, the power of the fire. He delivers and He sets you free. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, some application question. Number one, what are some challenges that you are trying to overcome? Some challenges. Well, I made effort to continue loving the parents, taking the blame, and challenge to make things right with in-laws. So it may be difficult, but over time, it gets better, So we're gonna praise God. We're gonna praise the Lord our God, who is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and who never lets us down. Amen. Praise God, He's in control. Jesus is in control. And so challenges, trying to overcome, yeah, mainly the in-laws. But I think they're giving us space right now, so it's all good. The mother-in-law, who seemingly is sick and tired of, and I guess old, so can't do as much. So gotta pick up some slack, gotta serve more in the ways I can, washing dishes, washing the appliances, washing, getting some food, so that she doesn't have to do it all. Anyways, God is in control. So we'll just pray to God about this challenge. I can't do it on my own. So I have to depend on God. And say, I depend on you. I cannot depend on my own power. It is God who brings us together. Number 2 out of 4. How can you come to God in your desperation and give Him the opportunity to show His goodness? How can you come to God in your desperation and give Him opportunity to show His goodness? You know, God already came through in my desperation, in my lowest moments. He already went through and with me in my darkest times of isolation. And because of that, I know that He's faithful. And He's been faithful in the past. He's faithful today. He's faithful forever. And so right now, I'm desperate for peace. And peace, I know everyone wants. And peace within the house. I don't want man's mental insanity. I want mental sanity. I don't even let my parents come for too long because I know my mom would drive me crazy. Likewise, the same is happening. So, I don't know. God's the one that's gonna repair the situation. We may say it's beyond repair, but for God, nothing is impossible. So, God, show your goodness, your healing upon Christine, my wife. Your healing upon her whole body so that she may be feel well, not be stressed and anxious. We pray in the name of Jesus for that healing and power and energy. Number three, what are the needs of others around you? What are the needs of others around me? People need the Lord, huh? People need Jesus, don't they? People need what? They need to feel loved. They need to feel appreciated. But I'm just one man. I don't know how I'm able to do it. I only have a limited amount of capacity. I barely even slept. And yet, we gotta not have the wrong attitude. It's a difficult, very difficult. It's not easy. So I need other people also to pour into me. Maybe God to pour into me through the word and say, hey, good and faithful servant. Hey, you're doing a great job. Hey, you're not alone in this whole thing. I am with you. I am your Lord, your God, with you. Yeah. So what are needs? There's eternal needs. Jesus to come in their hearts. The need for peace, the need for love and joy. And that is the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, goodness, self-control. These are what people need in their life. And so, may the Holy Spirit continue allowing us to be fruitful and multiply, to show this love and care and joy. In my house, in my community, in your life, amen. In my weakness, He is made strong. Amen. Yeah, that's right. What encouragement and prayer or loving action can you extend to be a blessing to them? I pray for them every day. I prayed for a supernatural baby. And lo and behold, we have a supernatural baby. Smart, genius baby who's already working on his strides. Pray for a supernatural birth. Now I'm praying for a supernatural recovery for my wife. And then supernatural work in the life of my in-laws because they're feeling emptiness. They thought a grandson can fill them up, bring them joy. It did temporarily, but time passes. And ultimately, everything on earth fades away, even your feelings. But what is eternal is God. He never fades away. And that's why we absolutely must turn to the Lord our God, walk in His ways, trust in Him, and build our life upon His name, His firm foundation. Amen. Hello, Ham. Says, thank you so much for allowing the Lord, speak through you. I need to hear this as so many. Is my wife okay? She's still recovering. We gotta go to the hospital, get the final checkup. She's not okay until the doctor says she's okay. So we pray that she has 100% complete recovery. And so, yeah. So, today's the day to give your life to Jesus. Today's the day to say yes to Jesus and recognize Him as the Lord and Savior. Him as the way, the truth, the life. The only way to heaven. The only way to a relationship with God. Say yes to Jesus. Let Him be your Lord, your Savior. Let Him enter your heart and transform you. Let Him be the one that you build your life upon. His truth, His love. Be wise and build your life on Him. So if you have any questions, any comments, you can type it in as I pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your love, for your grace, for your mercy. I thank you for that. You're able to lead us and guide us and show us of your miracles, of your deliverance, of opening up the windows of heaven and what it looks like. How we're able to plunder the world in one day. You are able to do so. You're able to plunder the Arameans in one day, the armies, where they run away, leaving all their belongings and gold and silver and flour behind because they're afraid. God, you are bigger. Your army is greater. It's stronger. Your angels are watching over each one of us. Lord, we thank you that we are reminded of your power, your deliverance, your goodness, your mercy. We thank you that you never let us down and that you are more powerful, more gracious, more loving than we can ever imagine, and that you are able to do more abundantly, exceedingly above than we can ever imagine, ask, and think. Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you, with a grateful heart of what you've done on that cross, dying for our sin, raising from the dead, giving us life. Lord, we believe that you died on the cross. We believe you came from heaven to earth, giving up your divinity, giving up your glory in heaven, and giving up that comfort zone, coming to earth, suffering for us, dying for us, and then death did not hold you down. You took the keys of death away from the devil, and now you hold it, and now you give us life when we accept your gift of salvation, your gift of the Holy Spirit, your gift of love. Lord, we accept your gift. We commit our life to you each and every day, to walking in your ways, to reading your word, to praying to you every day, to building your community, to being showing up here every day. Lord, we love you because you first loved us, and there's no one like you. So, Lord, we depend on you with everything that we are, everything that we are. And Father God, let us step out our comfort zone in obedience to you. Not stay, but go and do as you say. Lord, we know your ways are higher than our ways. Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Your plans are higher than our plans. So not my will, but yours be done. May you increase in my life and I decrease. May you be made known over the whole world. In Jesus' most holy name, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He is good. He's gracious. So let's see what you guys wrote. Belle says, hello, US, South Carolina. Thanks for the sub, the follow. Vanessa, Diana. Hello, Tammy. Glory to God. T, Justin. Amen. Praise God. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Rabeni, hello. God bless you. Olivia, God bless you. Bonnie needs to be recovered in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes. Justin, praise God. God bless you. God is good. And hello. Praise God. Bala Jadia, Kajin, Warner, God bless you. Amen. Just Treasure, Yes, he's so good. Yeah, the baby is resting in peace. Glory to God. Preacher brother, thank you. Brown patriot, glory to God. Amen. Peace together in peace. Can you play Matthew chapter 11, verse 29? You have to tell me what that verse says, by the way. Cynthia. Yeah, man. Hello, amen. Yes. Deborah Timms, amen. Oh, Ham Brickhill from USA, Georgia. Tammy says, beautiful to see you holding your precious child. All glory to God. Amen. T. And Carrie Finn, God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hope you and your wife and your family is okay. God bless everyone. Amen. Joseph. Waitaka, God bless you. The court, I remember you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Diana, Danielle, God bless you in Jesus' name. Yes, he's so good. God, in Jesus' name, have a good night's sleep, all of you. Yes, some of you guys are in UK. And so we give glory to God that people from all over the world are here. Lisa from Cleve. Welcome, Lisa. And welcome. Thanks for the follow, sub, and for the likes. Helps the channel. Andrew Wong. Andrew Wang. God bless my brother. Do you know me? Because I know Andrew Wang. I do know Andrew Wang. God bless you too. God bless Deborah Trims. Hello, Deborah. God bless you. God bless USA. You know, we need to bring Jesus back to our hearts. Bring Jesus back to our family. Bring Jesus back to our state, to our government. And I commend Louisiana and Oklahoma for bringing Jesus back into the system, school system, teaching the Bible, teaching the Ten Commandments. It's so important, vital to bring Jesus back. Because without God, then we would be headed towards ruin and destruction. But with God, we are headed towards eternal life, towards prosperity and success. That's why when America was founded upon biblical principles, America flourished like beautiful flower and was fruitful, multiplying. But when they took Jesus out, difficult times are happening. Hello, Kendall. Good to see you. Amen. The grace of God is sufficient for us. His grace and mercy is sufficient. Yes. God bless you and hope you have a great day. Amen. Yes. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for the blessings. Chubby guy. Yes. Maybe he is. Maybe he is. He is eating so much. Hello. Lovely. Yeah. Beautiful. I believe for my own 15 years. Glory to God. 11:45 a.m. over there. Yes. Yes. We will have fireworks tonight at 4th of July. May you guys have a good 4th of July. Independence Day. He ain't chubby. Ha. Yeah, he's not. Jade Damon. No. It says hello. That's me. Really, man. Shoot me up a message on Facebook. Shoot me up a message. My brother. Yeah, glory to God. My name is Akoi Zoe. It's hard to say my last name. Nah, glory to God. Oh, yes. Jade Main One. I got it. Got it. Glory to God. So, what is bro yapping about? Yapping about Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, who loved you, who Jesus came to save us from our sin, save us from death. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. And God so loved the world that he sent his one and only begotten Son. Whoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Amen. He's with you in the storm. He's with you in the fire. He's with you in the darkness. He's with you. What is he yapping about? Yapping about how good, how great, how amazing our God is. And he's pointing other people to the one true God, Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior. Amen. And then, last of all, yapping about, now when you live in Jesus Christ, you live from Jesus to Jesus, a season of Jesus to Jesus, from glory to glory, from breakthrough to breakthrough, from life to life, from joy to joy to peace to peace, and from strength to strength. You live from victory to victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Andrea Bellier, hello, welcome. Baby so cute, praise the Lord for a baby. Yes. Says, God bless you, Jesus Christ. You're my all, my sickness, my sleep. You're giving me everything I need. Yeah. Cool. Carlos, amen. Amen. God bless you. Eternal life. It's so good. I love Jesus. I finally came back from Morocco. Thanks to the Lord for safe traveling. Whoa. Hello, good wood soup. God bless you. And God, Team Jesus, says amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Bro, baby's trying to sleep. Are you sleeping, bro? Are you sleeping? He fell asleep. He did fall asleep. He's good. Yeah. Haha. No room for rudeness over here. Glory to God. The baby is cute and adorable. God bless. Patricia Burdeen says, it is always a blessing to come on your platform and be blessed. May God comfort, continue to use you and to bless others. Glory to God. Hey, all glory to God. I know I'm tired, I'm sleepy, but hey, the show must go on. We must stay diligent in reading the Word of God every day, for He is good. Yay. He is good. 10:48, you must be in Texas. I used to live in Texas. You can call me Zoe. Zoe, nice to meet you. God bless you. We love our Lord Jesus Christ. Happy 4th of July. Who's seen fireworks today? I'm not seeing fireworks. I went every other year, but today I'm staying home to watch Baby Pan. Watch him. So Jesus is God. Amen. He's good. Yo, what's up? How's it going? Yeah. Always victory in Jesus. Yes. Happy 4th. He's a cute little Ching Chong. Well, he may be Chinese, but no, he's Taiwanese. He may look Chinese, but he's Taiwanese and he's Korean. Glory to God. And Miss Daisy Herstack says amen. Glory to God. We keep looking to God. We keep our eyes on things above and not on earthly things, so that our hearts are secured in the Lord, not secured in the world. Praise God. Yeah, God bless you too. Thank you, Lenny. Is Jesus God? Jesus is God. Now, God is beyond your imagination. You try to box God in. He's not boxed. He created the heavens, the earth, and all the things inside of it. He created time, matter, and space. So God is not boxed into time, matter, space. He is God. Jesus is God. And God is known as the triune God because our mind is so finite. We cannot understand him completely. But he is a God who is all-powerful, all-knowing, omnipresent. And he can come in any form, any shape. And he came in three forms that we can understand, which is the triune God, the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Three in one, three beings in one, all God, one God. It's like water, H2O. Steam, is that water? Yes, it's water. It's liquid water. Yes, it's water. Is cloud, well, that's steam. Is ice water? Yes, that's water. It's all H2O. Three elements, three forms in one. same element, water. And so, just like Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, it's one God. Praise the Lord. Good question. Glory to God. I love the baby, so cute. Yes, God is good. Amen. God is great. Praise God. Manny the band. Amen. Glory to God. Brenda says, blessed as you are, I was drowning. I was drawn to your page. Thank God for you. I love the word. Glory to God. The word of God is alive and powerful, and it's good. The word of God is the thing that set us free. And the word of God is absolutely crucial for us to live by each and every day. That's why it's so important that you read the word of God for yourself. Because if you teach a man to, you give a man a fish, then he will not hunger that day. But if you teach a man two fish, then he will not hunger for a lifetime. So you gotta read the word of God for yourself. Amen. Be disciplined. Any tips on how I can get my dad to stop getting super jealous every time my sister and I sleep together? Well, first of all, you guys, I don't know what kind of sleep together is, but maybe you need to establish boundaries. You establish boundaries. Because, yeah. But how old are you? If you're like kids, okay, I understand. Because you guys comfort each other. Okay, and you're appropriate, okay? So, my tip is, I don't have tips for that, but you can pray for your dad. Pray that he understands why. Maybe you can give him a chance. Sleep with the dad, say, hey dad, I wanna sleep with you. And then he's like, no, go sleep with your sister. Go sleep. Okay, so. But if you're older than 18, you need to establish boundaries. You cannot be doing that anymore. Establish boundaries. Because boundaries will help you grow. Boundaries will help you be disciplined. Boundaries will protect you, guard you. 11:51 at your house? Wow, I am 5 minutes behind the comments. Virginia, hello. Yes. Currently doing a massive poo right now, you know, it's okay. Because I had to change the baby's diaper maybe 5 times, 6 times, 7 times a day. Maybe 10, I don't know. Changing a bunch of people's diapers. I mean, baby's diapers. At least wiping his butt. Yeah. I'm used to it now. God loves you. Glory to God. Deborah, Virginia, Neely, hello there. Did God create cancer that inflicts some kids? Well, cancer was actually, I think everyone has cancer. Everyone has tumor, but the body's able to fight it off. But then if they keep on indulging in food, in things that are not healthy, then that cancer builds up and grows into something bigger. And that's why it's absolutely crucial that you eat healthy right now. For your body is a holy temple of the Lord. You must eat healthy, exercise, and sleep well so that your body is healthy and that it doesn't have to experience that cancer. Cancer are things that don't belong in the body that needs to be eradicated, needs to be pooped out or gotten rid of. But if it builds up in the body, then it's gonna continue to build up and get bigger and bigger. So right now it's time to take care of your body. So someone's asking, is vaping a sin? Vaping, it's bad for your lungs. If you vape just for a year or two, then your lung, those vapors, they actually get caught up in your lung. Your lung is like a sponge. It can open, it can close. It becomes so liquidated that it can no longer open anymore. And then you're slowly drowning yourself, slowly killing yourself. It's almost like it's drinking a sin. You're drinking your life away. You're vaping your life away. It's a slow way to kill yourself. But God says, don't do it. Your body is a holy temple of the Lord. Does God hate vaping? Yes, he hates vaping. So you gotta hate what God hates. Love what God loves. He wants you to be healthy. He wants you to live in wisdom. Live in discernment. You gotta discern whether it's bad for you or not. And that discernment comes from the Lord. So vaping, is it bad? Yes, it is. Is it a sin? Well, if you love the Lord and you want to follow Him, then you will stop doing it because you know it's killing you. You know it's not bringing you life. It's bringing death to your life. So, quit vaping. Says, May says, I wish I was peaceful asleep like that. John's this adult life. And oh, me too. I'm not able to get my sleep as well. At most, right now, I'm getting 5 hours, but it's 5 hours better than none. Deborah Cox says, it's a boy. Yes, it is. Hello, welcome, and thanks for the follow. And Marissa says, yes, live in wisdom and discernment. And true wisdom comes from above, from God Himself. True wisdom is from our King, our Lord, our Savior. And He gave wisdom to Solomon. And we can read the Word of God for His wisdom. Amen. So, happy 4th of July, Cammy. Glory to God. Justin, Obo Rock, God loves you and God loves each one of you guys. Praise the Lord. He loves us so much, He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross for us so that we may not perish but have eternal life. God is not created. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, and He was God in the beginning. That's Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior. He's the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Rachan, Dia, Carpenter, Amen. Alpha, Titan, hey there, God bless you. Deborah, I see you guys. Jeff, it's love God. Love God, love others. Church plan, spread the word. God died for us, He did. Travis, hate camp. Yes, He did. He died the death that you deserve. That death that we deserve, which is the separation from God. But He died so that you may be set free from it and be made alive in Him. Amen. How old is he? He was born on June the 22nd. So, right now it's the 4th. 8 plus 4 is 12 days old. Almost 2 weeks. Blessed are the pure in heart. Yes. Hello, Ridge. 22. Just spit out his pacifier. He's sleeping nice and soundly. Careful of the wall, thank you. The wall is separated by the pillow. Travis said, my mom had died and she is with God. Yes, we know that death is not the end. Death is the beginning of eternal life. Glory to God. Manna says, that's amazing. I just had a newborn as well on May 28th. God bless, brother. Yeah, that's crazy. So, newborn, this one moving, crying like crazy. He can move like a ninja. He's already trying to crawl. Actually, if you put a wall behind him and put him face down, he can actually kick the wall and go forward. I don't know if he's advanced in his years, in his days, but he is growing. He slept for 3 hours. But my wife wanted to wake him up so we can feed him every 2 to 3 hours. Yeah. Oh. Hey there. Half-eaten cheeseburger. Hello there. Batty girl, KJ says, hey, what's up? What's up? Cute baby. Glory to God. Yes. The baby is around 2 weeks old. What's the name? The name is Noah. Noah Pan. Noah. Says, ha ha ha, cool. Yeah, that's amazing. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for a newborn baby. It's a blessing. Yeah. Sleepless nights. Not because of the baby, but because of other conflicts. But that comes with the baby. I think postpartum is harder than the baby itself, than the caring for the baby. It's harder. So kudos to woman who has given birth to children, because postpartum is harder than taking care of the baby itself. So yeah, Power Workout says, I love your videos. Glory to God. Amen. Yeah. Christos Macau Polas. Lo, glory to God. Noah's Ark. Survival, cool. Very cool. Yeah. Yeah, you agree, huh? Yeah. Hello, hello. Well, we've been here for 1 hour 11 minutes. It was good speaking to you guys and being part of this journey. It was good. And even putting the baby to sleep together. Thank you guys for helping me put baby to sleep. Yeah. Aw. Man Kosi Makoma. Glory to God. Baby's adorable. Amen. He's healthy. He's good. Love the baby. Love God. Love my wife, who brought this baby into this world. The baby was 8.5 pounds. 8.5 pounds when he came out. Right now he's 8 pounds. In 2 weeks, he lost 14 pounds and then gained back his 14 pounds. And so, can the baby talk? Well, that's a good question. What is his first word? His first word is Amen. Amen. Well, actually, when I was teaching, I was like, Amen. And then he's like, did you say Amen? He did. So, well, 14 days, he's not talking yet. He didn't talk until like 1.5 years or so. But yeah, glory to God. JD Diamond says, may the Lord always have a hedge of protection over all of you. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Yolanda, thanks for the follow. Welcome. Hey, God is good. He's alive. He's powerful. Gave a cap to him. Ah, thanks. Mm-hmm. Right, live stream was great. I know that a lot of people were blessed, touched, and may God bless you. May He protect you, provide for you, heal you, and give you everything that you need each and every day. May He grant you wisdom, understanding, knowledge, discernment, and everything that you do it in the ways that God has commanded you. In Jesus' most holy name, amen. Panda out for now. See you next time. Glory to God.